What up, bitches? Back at it again with another episode of the motherfucking CJ Bronson Podcast. Today is Friday, May 13th, 2022, and it's here. We fucking worked all week, we grinded, we pushed, we hustled all week, and we're fucking here. Friday, get your ass up. This is it. This is it. This is the day that we fucking go ham. We're going to finish this week strong. It's Psaki's last day. Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, it's her last fucking day today. If that's not a fucking reason to get up and celebrate, I don't know what the fuck else is. And if you got 30 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever much time you got ready for work, you have time, go for a walk. Walk it out. I highly recommend 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever you got. Fuck the shower. Save that shower for later. Walk it out now. Walk it out. Come back, wash your face, smoke a bowl, take a cappuccino or 5-hour, whatever the fuck you do, right? Don't rub one out. I know you're tempted to. Don't fucking do it. Save that for later. That's what your lunch break is for, or your fucking mid break, or your quote-unquote cigarette break. Right now, we're getting ready to go ham. And we're preparing ourselves to hustle hard. We finish this fucking week strong. Let's go. We're going to get out here. We're going to kill it, regardless of what your job is. I don't give a fuck. You know me. I work 7 days. I work 7 days, but I still celebrate Friday like it's a fucking goddamn celebration, because it is. Because the week is over. And yes, it's because I don't have to wake up at 5-something in the morning to get my son on the bus. Yes, that's the reason. Definitely. But, you know, that's the reason for a lot of people out there. Whatever your reason is, cherish it. Use it as fuel to get up here. And I recommend the walk because it'll get your mindset ready. You can listen to this podcast while you're walking. Get your mindset and say, fuck it. Today is the day I'm going to go in. Today's the day I go in hard. You better not. Don't quit that job now. Don't go that hard. Don't be like, I'm going to listen to CJ and quit my job. I ain't saying that. I ain't saying smoke crack before work. I ain't saying that. You do a line. You can do a line of blow here and there. That's fine. Maybe do an Adderall. That's fine. I feel you on that because you want to wake up. You need a stimulant. Get yourself up so we can kill it. And the reason why I'm saying save that shower for later, because you want to save that shower for that dick appointment. You think I don't know? You think CJ doesn't know? I know. You got that dick appointment later. Maybe it's not a dick. Maybe it's, you know, it's a pussy appointment, whatever. Maybe it's a transgender. I don't know what the fuck they're going on right now. All kinds of crazy fucking shit's going on in the news with these fucking transgender people. I don't know what sex organs they have. You don't even know. You're going to find out before me, I tell you that. Good luck on that Tinder date. You're going to find out before me. But before you do, you're going to take that shower. Now, when you take that shower, you're going to be scrubbing and rubbing, shaving, getting in the nooks and crannies. That asshole better be shaving. I don't give a fuck if you're a man or woman or tranny. Everything's got to be clean for that appointment. This is the first time you're going to meet this person. And maybe you don't even have an appointment set up. Maybe you're just going out to the club or to the bar. But you still got to be ready, right? Because anything could pop off at the bar and the club. Anything could happen during or after your night out with your friends or whatever. But we're saving that shower for then. We don't got time for the shower right now. We're too busy focused on grinding. Focused on how are we going to fucking kill it before this week is over. A lot of motherfuckers slack off on Friday. Nah, fuck that shit. We don't slack off for anything. We go ham 5 days a week. We actually go super ham on Friday. We go super hard as a motherfucker on Friday. Because we want to make sure motherfuckers out here know that we ain't bullshitting. We ain't playing no games. They can slack off if they want to. Fuck that. We don't do that shit. We the best. And yeah, you could do it by yourself. You could be a one-man army or one trend, whatever, one-person army. You can do that. But a team is what we're about. Because teams make it happen. You see the Egyptians? You see one Egyptian build that pyramid? Nah. Everyone knows it was a team of aliens that built that shit. You ain't going to tell me. Listen to me. I don't give a fuck. You ain't going to tell me that a bunch of Egyptians who supposedly were slaves whipped and pulled these massive stones that weighed over a ton up a ramp and piled that shit to make a pyramid. First of all, what was this ramp made out of? Because this ramp was able to hold 1 ton plus people and slide this shit up without cracking and smashing. That's number one. Number two, they were able to chisel these fucking stones into perfection so that each one fit perfectly. I've seen people's motherfuckers' driveways that don't fucking fit perfectly. And it's 2022. And there's a team motherfucker doing that shit with this technology that we have. But again, the Egyptians used chisels and shit. They didn't even have a flashlight. So how they work at night? By torch? Light a torch in an enclosed place. What happens? You suffocate and die. How the fuck do they do that shit inside the pyramid? Anyway. You know, that's an interesting thing, right? How the fuck did they do that shit? Because they didn't fucking do that shit. That's what I'm trying to tell your ass. It takes a team of motivated, smart-ass people like us. Am I saying I'm an alien? Probably. I hope, because I don't want to be part of humanity right now, but that's a story for another day. Right? That's a story for another day. These aliens were so smart, they made hieroglyphics, but ain't none of them thought, I'm going to write down the blueprints of how we built this motherfucking spaceship, or how we built this pyramid. They made hieroglyphics of spaceships and aliens and fucking, you know, helicopters and shit and themselves. But not a single motherfucker said, you know what, I'm going to use this gigantic wall here and put the blueprint of how we built this shit. Because they didn't fucking do it. I'm convinced with that. But anyway, getting sidetracked. We got to save that shower for later. It's important. It's important to be clean. It's important to be groomed. And sometimes in life, you work your entire week just for that dick appointment. But, you know, you have to be careful with how things are. Things are crazy right now with, you know, the abortion thing going on in the news. And you need to be safe. And am I saying to be absent? Hell no. Fuck everything that moves, please. If you're young, even if you're not young, if you don't got a relationship going on, do what you got to do. Right? You got to do what you got to do, whether, you know, but you got to be safe. I recommend getting your tubes tied or a vasectomy just in case. But what's even safer is using condoms. Right? Because condoms, and this is not an ad. This ain't no sponsor. I ain't got no sponsors. Ain't nobody want to sponsor my fucking ass. I don't know what the fucking reason is. You know, I ain't take out my dick, you know, on video yet. Maybe that's what the reason is. Right? I didn't post my Feetify video, my photos or videos yet. Maybe that's why I'm not getting no fucking sponsors. But that's fine. That's a story for another day. Shout out to myself for doing over 25 episodes. And shout out to y'all for listening. I appreciate that. All over the world, you guys listening to me. I see you. US, UK, Russia, holla. I see you. But, you know, it's important, like I said, to be safe. Regardless of the country you're in, I'm sure they sell some kind of, what's the word I'm looking for, prophylactic, which is like a condom, I believe. Again, I didn't even know I knew that word. I mean, it just sometimes it pops up in there. I'm not a very smart person, as you can see. But it's important to be safe. And nobody took that to heart more than this lady in this story I want to tell you about. The article is, unhappy Walmart shopper. Now, looking at this photo of her, she looks desperate in the photo. But I'll continue, and we'll see why she's desperate, and we'll see why she's so unhappy. Shout out to my wife for sending me this article. Again, it takes a team sometimes to get things done, and I truly appreciate her if she's listening. A woman searching for prophylactics at the Fayetteville Walmart turned that search into a tirade that included running through the store, cursing, hitting an employee, taking off her clothes, and urinating on the floor. Now, if that ain't a fucking hat trick for a Friday episode, I don't know what else is. Think about what you're doing on Friday. You're working hard, you're grinding, you're trying to kill it on the sales floor. You're trying to make it through this day because if Becky says one more goddamn word, you're going to punch this bitch right in her cunt. I understand. If someone else takes your fucking food out the fridge, you're going to fucking set the building on fire. I get it. That printer jam, I get it. Listen, I've been in the office. I know everything that's going on. I know that bitch is fucking this boss. I know she's fucking him. That's why she got the promotion. That's why she made more money than you. But fuck him and fuck her too. You're going to do what's best for you. You're going to keep your head up and you're going to find the boss above him and fuck him. So this way you get his job. That's what you got to do. You got to do one better. But when you do it, make sure you wear that prophylactic or keep him on deck. Because that dick appointment is important. And that dick appointment is everything. And the last thing you want to do is get caught catching something you don't want. And I ain't talking about a case. Well, in this case, I am. Let's see. She turned that search, again, into a tirade that included running through the store cursing. That means she ran through the store, fuck you motherfuckers, cocksucker, bitch-ass motherfucker. Like, running, I'm assuming. That's how I cursed. I haven't ran through a store and done it yet, but for the right price, again, I'm a whore. I'll do anything for money, really. Hidden employee. So I'm wondering if she's running, cursing, and like swinging. Is it like a clothesline punch? I wish they gave more description. Walmart will release the security footage, because you know they got that shit and they're probably laughing their ass off right now. Imagine you just stocking the shelf, right? You're just doing your job. It's a Friday. Yeah, CJ says I gotta just get ready for my dick appointment tonight. And you stocking the shelf and you thinking about me naked, and you just, you know, you in the zone, right? Listening to my voice on your headphone. You ain't supposed to be wearing no headphones, but you a savage. You don't follow the rules. You go above and beyond what they ask you to do. They say stock the shelf, you stock two shelves. That's how you fucking do. And then all of a sudden you hear this bitch coming from the side. Fuck you, bitch, motherfucking cunt. And you turn and she punched you right in the fucking face. Now you fall off your stepladder and bust your ass on the floor. Your fake implant splatters. And now there's a cleanup on aisle 4. But let's go on. So she hits the employee, then takes off her clothes and urinates on the floor. Did she urinate on the floor where the employee was at? Because that'd be fucked up if like the employee's on the ground punched. Ah, she hit me right in my fucking cuticle, whatever the fuck. She hit me right in my fucking eye socket. Oh, the bad. I just got LASIK. Oh, fuck. What's that smell? Why is it wet? Is that my implant? Oh, it is my implant. Thank God. I thought this bitch peed on me. And then you turn to your right and you see this bitch butt ass naked just pissing on you. She is peeing on me. Oh, man. Imagine that shit. Does insurance cover that? I mean, what do you do? I hope that video's on TikTok. I gotta find that shit. If y'all find the security footage of this Fayetteville woman from Walmart, Fayetteville, I believe is Georgia, in Walmart, send that shit to me at CJ Bronson Show on Twitter. Please. Please. Okay, here we go. The item she sought was left behind as she was escorted to jail. Well, bitch, what were the items? What was the item that was so important? I mean, she was searching for prophylactic, so she was still searching for it, and she didn't find the condoms. So what was left behind? Like Reynolds wrap, a Ziploc bag with some rubber bands. You know, I don't know. You know, tall kitchen hefty bag. I don't know. You know, garbage bag, kitchen bag. I don't know what's left behind or what she could have been shopping for if she didn't find the prophylactics. I'm curious. I hope it wasn't something crazy like liquid bandage or something. I don't know. Anyway, April D. Barrow. What a name. April D. Barrow. D being the keyword here. 40 was charged with 2 counts of simple battery, public indecency, and disorderly conduct, according to the Fayette County jail records. So why I'm reading this story is because it's important, right? You're going on your dick appointment. You know, whether or not, you know, even if you're going out, ladies, gentlemen, everything in between and everything above that, always be ready, right? Keep a condom on you. If you're a woman, if you're a man, if you don't have a penis, if you do have a penis, keep one on you. Just in case. You never know. Some of them, from what I can remember, expire over 2 years, some of them. Get you a name brand one, yo. Don't do that cheap shit where you go to Planned Parenthood and they give you that mixed batch where it's like, it looks like a fucking lollipop wrapper or some shit. Like it's some, like did somebody return this? Like why is there no name on this package? You know, you want to see the name on that. I don't want to shout out the names, but, you know, because they ain't sponsored to the show, but Durex or Trojan, you know, those are pretty good brands that I know from what I remember. You know, again, it's been many, you know, married, so. But, you know, that's what you want to have, name brand shit. And be prepared, people. This girl wanted this dick so bad. And she was scrambling at the last minute. Why was she scrambling at the last minute? Because she didn't take my advice. She was unprepared. She popped some pills. She did some lines, whatever. And she said to herself, oh, shit, I don't have my shit in order. I need to go run to the store, look for condoms. She's probably looking for a razor blade and some whatever, Nair, whatever the fuck, you know, shaving cream to shave her hairy legs. She looks like somebody who shaves her toes too. She's one of those weirdos who like shave their toes, wax their toes or something. I don't know. Sorry to say that, but I mean, listen to her rap sheet here. And if you see her photo, you kind of understand what I'm saying. So last minute, she's scrambling. You don't want to be scrambling at the last minute, right? That's not what I preach here. I preach, be ready. Always be prepared. Keep a condom on you. Keep it in your car. You know, if you live with your parents, you might definitely keep it in your car. Maybe hide it under, you know, hide it someplace safe. Of course you're of age, but even if you're not of age and you're listening to this, I want you to be safe. It's important to be safe. You don't want to be a teen mom. Trust me, motherfuckers can't find baby formula right now. We're sending it all to the border. So, supposedly some of these food plants are being burned down. Allegedly, it's a conspiracy. I don't know. But you don't want to be stuck with a baby, especially with gas prices, inflation, everything going up. I know maybe you romanticize about the idea. I know maybe you think about the idea, and maybe you've been married for X amount of years, and you're saying, you know what, honey, I want to have a baby. I get it. Trust me. If anyone gets it, it's me. But at the same time, you have to look at the economics. Can you afford it? If you can afford it, then go for it. Right. If you can afford it, and when I say afford it, think about formula. Some babies need more formula than your breasts can produce milk. And this is for men or women, because apparently men can lactate too. You know, and then you're going to have to reach for formula. And if that formula is not on the shelf, what are you going to do? Right. Some people, you know, some babies have massive allergies like gluten intolerance or lactose intolerance. And you have to buy a special kind of formula, which is expensive. It's not cheap. It's like $50 a container if you can find it. And that container lasts maybe 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. These babies eat. So you want to be safe and you want to be productive at the same time, right? You want to have sex. And at the same time, that's what the condoms are all about. And that's what the weekend's all about. Going out, being safe, having fun, fucking everything that you can. Right? Even if it's your spouse. Yeah, sure, baby. We'll have a baby. We'll have a baby soon, right? Well, how, you know, and you, in your mind, you plan on talking about it down the road, but you still want to bust, right? So you wear a condom. You fuck, you wear a condom, or, you know, I don't recommend the pull-up method unless you have massive practice, but that's another topic for another day. Let's continue on with the story on a beautiful Friday the 13th. Let's go. Fayetteville Police Department spokesperson Anne-Marie Burdett said officers on April 29th at approximately 6:38 a.m. So she went early. Wait a minute. Early. Let me see. Wait a minute. 6:38 a.m. were dispatched to the Walmart at the Fayetteville Pavilion on a public indecency call. The responding officer arrived at the front entrance of Walmart to assist a fellow officer already on the scene who had his taser pointed at Barrow, who was handcuffed and placed in the rear seat of a patrol car while officers investigated the situation. Okay. So it's 6:38 in the morning. So she had an early dick appointment. So this is also another reason why you want to be prepared. At any point in time, somebody could text you and be like, hey, meet me in my house in 45 minutes or meet me in my house in 30 minutes. Come get this dick. And if you're as desperate as April over here, right, April D. Barrow, maybe it's been a few months or years since April's gotten some. And she's like, you know what? I got to get my shit together. I don't got much time. And she's running through Walmart, grabbing all the shit she can grab. And, you know, some things, you know, you got to pee. You know, she's cursing about, I can't believe this motherfucker did this to me at the last minute. Fuck this motherfucker. I can't believe it. Look at this bitch in my way. Pop. And then she keeps running. All of a sudden, she got to pee. You know, she's nervous, and she just takes off all. I don't know why she took off all her clothes to pee. That's a new one. I haven't done that myself personally. It's not on my list, but you know, again, for the right price, I'll do anything. So if you guys want to donate, go ahead and do that. I'll be glad to do it. But she had took off all her clothes, peed in the Walmart, then put her clothes back on apparently, and that's when she got arrested. With her package of goodies, her prophylactics and whatever else she was able to pick up. I'm assuming razors and shaving cream and stuff to get ready for her dick appointment at 6:30 in the morning. Let's see. The responding officer arrived at the front entrance of Walmart to assist a fellow officer on the scene who had his taser pointed, right? Read that already. Through the investigation, officers learned Barrow entered Walmart and began asking employees for prophylactics. Barrow also used profanity and threw items while running around the store. Where the fuck are the condoms, cunt? You fuck, I got this dick. This dick is coming in 20 minutes. Where the fuck is the condoms? I don't got time for this shit. I didn't go for my walk, so I'm not fully awake yet. So now I'm doing my cardio in fucking Walmart. Where the fuck are the goddamn condoms, you cunt? Ma'am, you can't use that word. Shut the fuck up. Pop. Punch her in the face. I don't got time. Dick is coming. Dick is coming, and I need a condom to keep the cum in. All right. A witness employee. A witness. Maybe she quit. A witness employee told told police Barrow allegedly struck her. Yeah, she did quit. Struck her multiple times in the arm with a closed fist. Witness reported to Barrow that Barrow took her clothes off and urinated on the floor. So, I'm not sure. Maybe this bitch was not letting her buy the condoms, or said, like, you know, maybe she made the remark and just, like, you know, I don't know. I don't know who's at fault here, but it's kind of funny because I'm picturing April panicking about this big dick that's coming. She's probably got so many dick pics of this guy, and, you know, this dick is hard waiting for you, mommy, whatever text he sent. And, you know, she's looking at her phone, and this lady's like, yeah, right, you got a dick appointment. You need condoms? You need condoms? You need prophylactics, bitch? And she's like, you know what? Fuck you. And just hits it with every curse word. Fuck you, you ugly Walmart cunt. That's why you work at Walmart. And nobody fucking likes you. And, you know, she quits her job after that happened. This bitch peed on the floor. And she had to mop up that piss. That was her aisle, too. You know that was her aisle. And she was responsible for cleaning that shit up, too. That's fucked up. She had to mop with a bruised arm. That's fucked up. Burdett said a store employee walked Barrow out of the building with the employee saying that Barrow continued to scream and hit on the door. Barrow put her clothes on outside the store and prior to the officers arriving, Burdett added, noting that Barrow's conduct inside the store was observed by officers on video surveillance footage. Where is the footage? Show me the fucking footage, please. Right? Show me the footage. There's a lot of mental things going on today. I don't know if there's drugs involved. The article doesn't go any further. This is a recent article, I think last week. It doesn't go into detail whether or not drugs were involved, but I'm curious. I'm really curious if drugs were involved. At 6 a.m., you know, to be horny at 6 a.m., you know, it's happened to me, and it has never happened to the point where I'm running to Walmart, punching people, screaming. I mean, the screaming, yes. Running, yes. Punching, yes. No, punching, no. Urinating on the, no, I mean, urinating in a toilet, yeah. Not in a Walmart, though. So I guess I do have a lot in common with this girl, sort of. Except I don't punch random people in the arm multiple times and then pee. I guess that's my only difference there. And I'm not running around looking for prophylactics and other things at 6 o'clock in the morning. Because I'm fucking prepared. That's what I always preach. Be prepared. Especially if you know that there's a possibility. Oh, even if you don't know. Always be prepared. It doesn't hurt to have a condom on deck. I know things are costly right now. Things are pricey. But it doesn't cost that much to be prepared for, like, what I don't even know what condoms go for these days, but I'm pretty sure you can buy it like Wawa or whatever, like 7-Eleven. I'm pretty sure you can still get them there. I don't know if that changed. Back in the day, you could. I don't know. I wouldn't go to the dollar store or to like Family Dollar. No knock on them, but you know, you kind of want this to be the best. You kind of want this to be, you know, A1. You don't want no knockoff condom. I'm just saying, no store brand. You want the name brand shit. You want to be safe. And you don't want to end up like fucking April at 6 o'clock in the morning getting her cardio in at Walmart screaming and yelling because she was not prepared. Right? Even if she had, just think about it. If she had the shaving cream, all this shit ready at home, She could have shaved, showered, and used that energy and maybe punched him while she was getting fucked. Maybe that's what she's into. You know, who knows? She seems like a very unstable person, and some people like that. I don't know. But this horny woman syndrome looks like it does exist. When I was dating, I didn't experience this. Looking back at it now, I'm kind of glad I didn't. Seems like a very violent and unnecessary form of conduct. But hey, who am I to judge other people's sexual desires? I'm the last person to say that. But it's fucking Friday. So if you got it, if you have a sliver of chance of going out tonight, if you have a little fucking inkling that there's a possibility, even if you don't, keep a condom on you. Be safe, right? Because we all know you smoke a little bit, you do a couple edibles, even on your break, on your lunch break, who knows what could happen? I don't know where you work. You know, maybe on your lunch break you say, fuck it, I'm not going back to work. Right? And you go and you meet up with your ex or whatever. I don't know. I'm not giving no suggestions. I mean, it'll probably be a good time. But you want to do it safely. And you don't want no babies right now. I mean, I wouldn't because of the economy. But hey, that's me. Maybe you make way more than me. I mean, I think anybody really makes way more than me. A crossing guard probably makes way more than me. But whatever. Do you. Work hard, regardless of your job. Kill it today. And party all fucking weekend. But if you're going to do it, be safe. Like I always preach, man. You don't want no case. You don't want to end up like April. Now she got a rap sheet. And she got to explain to every job that she applies to that she peed on the floor at Walmart. And luckily, I don't even know if Walmart will hire her. But really, that's probably the only job she can get based on that. Which would be ironic. I hope the former employee comes back and punches this bitch in the face and pees on her. She, you know, April didn't pee on nobody, but, you know, just out of, in my mind, I'm picturing her peeing on her. Just because I'm a sick person. But anyway, that's fucking Friday, bitch. We're going to go in hard. We're going to end hard. Well, I always do anyway. Haha. Like that? The sex joke. Let's talk about my dick. Okay. Enjoy. Have a good day. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Kill it, man. Kill today. Make the best of it. And fuck that bitch who's fucking your boss. I know that bitch got her promotion because she fucked that boss. We all know. Everyone in the fucking office knows this dumb bitch. She only been working here for 3 weeks. Of course she fucking fucked him and got that promotion. She ain't shit. She ain't shit and he ain't shit either. You do you. Be the best you. And like I always say, you fuck somebody above him and you take his job. All right, y'all. Peace.